Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today's Friday, November 9th, and we have a very exciting show for you, full packed with stuff.
Woo!
If you're on Facebook Live, join us on Facebook. You're going to see, you're going to be seeing Double today.
Double, that looks like trash because we're hungover.
Okay, but you still look the same. So we're welcoming Danny's sister, twin sister, uh-huh. Gabby. Welcome to the show, Gabby.
Hello.
And they look the same, I think. And you dress the same. Start at you.
No.
I'm telling you, from this, she looks just like you. I mean, she might as well sit in that chair. You just, your voices are a little different, but that's
you think
it.
So?
Yeah,
I think we have the same. Oh, I sound
very
a little
similar.
More manly, probably.
No.
Yeah, I always feel like I hate my voice. You know how you hear your voice back, and you're like,
but everybody does that.
You know that movie Emperor's New Groove?
Uh-uh.
He doesn't know. He doesn't watch movies.
But
let's,
you know,
that's
Danny,
the kind
you
do.
There's a scene, and the evil villain turns into a cat, and she's like, ha ha ha. And then she goes, is that my voice? And like sometimes...
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, and sometimes when I hear myself back talking, I'm like, is that me? Do I really sound like that?
Right, right. Well, that happens to everyone because we hear our voices differently. Inside than outside. You
yeah,
know?
For sure.
And
yeah.
That's the difference. But you get used to it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But so welcome to the show, Gabby.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us. You guys have missed each other. How long has it been since you saw each other?
Almost a year.
Almost a year. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining us. You know, I mean, that's a lot of fun. I was looking forward to meeting you because you've been on the phone a couple times, but mm-hmm. we never really met you and stuff. And now I know you guys are like exactly the same. But you're different in personalities, and that's what makes the world go round.
Yeah, right? Sure, yeah.
It's funny because there's some twins that are exactly the same.
Yeah.
And I think that's so weird.
Are they, though?
Yeah, are they? Or is it just a facade that they feel they have to,
probably
they have
like,
to be
I don't
that
know,
way?
I don't know. I just like, don't believe it.
You know how many people have asked us, do you guys ever like... dress up the same and switch spots? I'm like, no, dude.
Yeah, we don't do that
yet. I mean, we're wearing the same sweater right now. It's just because she by accidentally got two and she didn't mail it to me. So it's just convenient that it's there. And it's kind of chilly this morning. So yeah. We just put on a hoodie and look like shit at the house.
Awesome.
Yeah, we both took a shower.
Good, good. Congratulations.
Like, we're definitely making big moves in this.
big
moves.
Big
this
strides
morning.
There.
Oh,
wow.
Man, I don't know why I just told you that, but we showered. Yes.
We brushed our teeth. We're good.
Yeah.
You're ready to go.
Put a little moisturizer on, and we still look sleepy, but it's all good.
Yeah. Now, if you're going to want to visit Malibu, you may not be able to. I mean, they've got fucking wildfires there that are unbelievable.
That mm-hmm. actually hasn't even crossed my mind.
You don't want to go to Malibu?
No.
Okay, well, I mean, there's not much to see other than the ocean, but really, I mean...
I bet it's
really,
beautiful, yeah.
Yeah, really rich houses.
But I don't give
stuff,
a fuck,
you know?
To be honest. It's not on my to-do list. My to-do list today, basically, is leave here, get a really good breakfast sandwich.
Uh-huh.
Maybe lunch at this point.
We are going to lunch.
Yeah, for sure lunch, and then fuck the breakfast. Go get something to eat and take a nap.
Now, have you been here before in L.A.?
Yeah, filming and stuff like that.
But she hasn't been here. She's
so
been here for work.
So you need to take her to like Venice and stuff. Venice Beach, that's where you need to go.
I know. And one of my best guy friends actually lives out there. So like maybe tomorrow we'll do that. Like on Saturday where we can like leave early and like actually enjoy the day.
Oh, I thought today was Saturday. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
The whole week got me fucked.
Yeah, I'm sure.
We can do Venice tomorrow and then hit the club at night and then you can just stay awake until I bring you to the airport.
Yeah, enough sleeping. Yeah. I mean, you have sleep.
No,
we
didn't
sleep. When you go back home.
We're not napping today, guys.
I'm for sure taking a nap. Like, I can feel it from my toes. It's happening. It's coming. It's happening. Yeah,
I don't want
a
nap.
You don't have to, but I'm going to be
I want a day drink and then maybe not go out tonight.
I'm totally down not going out, but like I really want pictures in LA. Like I want the
ambiance. No, you're going out. We didn't come here to stay.
You just said maybe not go. You see what she does? I don't understand.
No, like, we're definitely going to the club tonight.
Like
I
don't want to. Like I'm not really into clubs.
Neither are we.
Even though I like listening to like ratchet music and like having a good time, but then when I'm in the club, I'm like I can't stand anyone.
Right. We'll go out tonight in sneakers and we'll have a great time.
That's what she does too. She keeps going, but she hates it. Yeah. I don't get it.
But it's all about your company too.
Yeah.
Like when I go out with Lala. Like I hate the club, but
where,
if I go,
where's that, Bajette? I thought I was gonna. Meet
she
her.
Went to New York. She went to the East Coast.
Lame.
I know, but when I go out with her, it's like no matter what, we have fun. Right. So you and me, we can have fun. I just
want to make a side note on a personal level because we are on Facebook Live that Danny filled in her eyebrows so terribly that I feel bad for you. And for her, and for me and Sam.
I didn't even notice. What do you want from her? Don't make yourself conscious now.
Like, that bitch just fucked up this morning.
Well, I did it in the dark. And number two, that MAC stuff is, like, dark.
It's so dark, but mine's nailed.
You don't know how to color in your eyebrows.
They're like them like that.
Why? They are uneven.
Because my eyebrows are uneven.
All right.
I have two different eyebrows.
Sam's like, stop sting on each other.
Yeah, I mean, could we have to talk about eyebrows now?
I mean, I could make the other one as even, but then it looks like Crayola, so it's like, what's a girl to do, Sam?
I don't know. But those are small problems, okay?
Yeah, small potatoes.
Listen, I got to tell you, but...
Shooting?
No, but you remember my friends in Paradise that came here?
Oh, yeah.
The brothers?
The twins, yeah.
Paradise is destroyed. The whole fucking town, 28,000 people from fire.
Wait, are they dead?
No, they're not dead.
Oh, my God.
Wait, what's Paradise? Is that part of Malibu?
No, it's up in Northern California.
That's far.
So what happened to it?
It's a small town. And there's fires that are, they're saying they're spreading like 8 football fields every minute.
Oh, my God. From what's causing it?
I mean, well, a lot of winds, and those make it all spread and shit. But
it hasn't been that hot out. What is sparking the fire to start?
Well, the winds. There's Santa Ana winds now. Those are called that because, like, they come from, they're warm winds that are really strong.
Yeah.
And they always drive, like, fires and shit. But can you imagine? I talked to them yesterday. They had to leave everything and just get out. And apparently, based on the news, some people were like, there was such traffic jams trying to get out of there, the people abandoned their cars and ran for their lives.
I mean, I would be out so quick. I'd be like, see ya.
That's so crazy, though, because everyone is losing everything they've ever built and worked for.
And their business was in their house, too. So no business, no house, no nothing to go back to.
That's horrible.
Can you imagine?
No. I can't prayers to your friends. Imagine.
I can't.
What are they going to do?
I don't know. They don't know either. I mean, how do you have time to even think about that?
Right. No, they're just trying to scramble right now, probably.
Yeah, so they stayed at some friends in another town, and I don't know what's going on, but to think of a whole town being destroyed is scary shit.
Yeah, hell yeah. 110%.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, wow.
Absolutely.
So our thoughts go out, I guess, to all the people. I mean, there's fires down here, too, and it's just devastating that so many people have to lose their home. I mean, they're talking about thousands, tens of thousands of homes.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. Life's crazy. I'm telling you, global warming.
Yeah.
Warming. It's warming, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or warning.
Warming. Again.
Yeah, that's
like,
what I thought.
Warming.
I just wanted to be correct.
Oh, God.
You two are definitely made of the same material.
I really think I'm funny without even trying to be funny.
Same.
That's good.
I think so, too.
Like, I am such a catch.
We definitely get our funniness from Dad.
Oh, yeah. Our personalities are definitely not from Mom.
But our emotional psychoticness is from Mom.
No, Dad's psychotic, too, bro. Don't get it twisted. My dad's, like, currently, like talking to somebody, and he was telling me a story, and I was... On the way to the airport, he was dropping me off, and I looked at him, and I go, wow, between you and Mom, we had no shot.
Right.
No shot of being semi-psychotic. Right. There was just no hope for us to be normal.
Oh.
No, none.
Okay.
None. Yeah, like, they're emotional. Right. My dad's, like, a female, but he's also a G at the same time, so it's very confusing.
Mm.
So, you know, I feel like that I could be, like, such a bitch,
uh-huh.
A little cunty little bag. And then I can be like, oh, my God, I feel so bad for you. After, I rip you to shreds.
Right.
Like,
right.
I got into beef with someone last night. And then at the end, I was like, okay, God bless. I wish you the best.
Yeah, but that also can be condescending.
Yeah, that's true.
Like when you end it with that, that could also be the, them being like,
no, but I genuinely,
God bless you.
Yeah, but I genuinely mean it. It's not me being condescending. It's because I genuinely am a nice person. I'm like, well, I mean, like, this is, didn't go where I thought it was going to go, but I wish you the best.
Right.
Little fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Little fucking bitch.
Little stupid ass bitch.
Oh, man. Yeah.
So now tell me something. Last time you were on the phone and stuff, the listenership really spiked. Can you make it happen again? Can you like put a...
Oh, Danny, you Danny has my phone being scheduled over there.
No, so because I want to see if you can post and actually get people to tune in.
I'm pretty sure, yeah, but Cali time, right? This is
no,
Cali
right now.
Time?
I just need to get the link. Hold on a second.
Yeah, get it from the Facebook. But I mean, I'd like to see that because it fascinates me. I mean, when people hear how many followers you have, both of you.
But like, what's like a follower Floyd. Though? Can we have this discussion really quick?
Yeah, I mean,
since
it's
we
not
are
a
online.
Big deal. It's not a big deal, but it's social currency.
Yeah.
In other words, you know, it's like you can make money off of that.
Yeah, yeah.
You haven't monetized it either, have you? Your followers.
No. I monetize my shit, boo-boo.
You do?
Mm-hmm. I have a per diem job back home, so I work when I feel like working.
Right.
I don't need to work. I guess I always need to work because money's money. Like, what the fuck am I talking about? But I just feel like I monetize my videos and that's how I make most of my money. Like, I just sent a video over right now in her apartment working from LA. So, like, I really could do YouTube and what I want to do anywhere.
Right.
I just got to think, like, she wants me to come out here with Marcellus. And I'm just like, what's a four-year-old boy going to do in LA?
Right.
Nothing.
Right.
He's going to drive me fucking nuts.
You mean for vacation?
No.
Oh, to live here.
She wants me to come live here. And I'm like, yo, you're tripping, bro.
Yeah, why? I want you to live here.
What do you mean, what would he do here? I mean, there's plenty.
He would drive me fucking nuts.
Yeah, but life would be so much better and you would never have to shovel ever.
Yeah,
I don't shovel now, so that's not really not tempting me with a good time.
It doesn't matter, Gabby. There's so much more to do here than in Boston for you and Marcellus, period, point blank.
I mean, my son's a trip. Like, I can't express it enough. That little boy was put on the planet to do something, for sure.
Really?
His personality. He goes to me the other day. I was packing my suitcase. Mind you, he's four. I was packing my suitcase, and my homegirl was over helping me. And she was sitting on the bed with her glass of wine, and I was standing up putting stuff in the suitcase. And my son comes in, he goes, getting ready to go to Cali? He said, yeah, I'm leaving tomorrow. And he goes, I'm going to miss you so much. And I was like, I'm going to miss you too. He goes, but I think we need a break from each other.
That's what he told you.
That's what he said, yeah.
He must have heard you say that.
For sure heard me say that. I'm like, he heard me say that to somebody, but that just goes to show how smart he is. He's picking up on everything. That's why you got to be careful. Like, she'll be on FaceTime with me, knowing my kids like running around. And she'll be like, yeah, no, motherfucker. And I'm like, okay, listen, my kids in the room, so you got to take it down a notch, you know? So he'll literally start repeating everything. Like, he knows what a bad word is, so he won't dare.
Right.
Oh, God.
But he'll be like, language. Like, Danny said a swear the other day on FaceTime, and he goes, language, TT. And I was like, that's a boy. Yeah, we should put our shades on, right?
Yeah, I was just like, why? Literally, like,
sunglasses
like
and Advil, because last night was mad real.
What's the sunglasses? I can't see your eyes.
Yeah.
It sucks to talk like that. To
really?
Somebody. Yeah.
You think so?
Why do you need it?
I mean, I don't need it, but she did it, so I was following.
It literally looks like I have two black eyes right now.
Come you know on. What? So do I, but
nobody
I
can see your eyes anywhere.
I don't think I'm ugly without makeup.
I don't think I'm ugly with makeup. I just, like, after a night like we had last night, it's like, Danielle.
I see Danny got, like, real wasted, and I was watching her drool on her pillow after, and I was just like, I didn't get that drunk. Like, I had
I don't tequila. Know how you weren't drunk.
I don't know. I had tequila all day, and I couldn't get a bez on, but I think it's because of the company we're keeping. Like, they were not the vibe.
Yeah.
And I was just like, yo. I kept giving Danny the look, like...
Well, I didn't
Who
invite
are these people.
Well, my best friend, one of my best guy friends came, which he's cool. He's
no, I like him. I enjoy him, yeah. I mean, but he wants to sleep with me, so it's like a little intense, but he's cool.
Other than trying to,
I'm sure he wants to
like
sleep
he literally
with
helped me
right?
put my top on and felt me up while doing it. I was like, "What are you doing?
Are you serious?
Yeah,
what the fuck is wrong with guys? What is this? Like they have and I tell him all permission the
time.
To touch you,
right? And I always tell him all the time.
He's
like,
it doesn't fit, and I'm like, guy. What are you doing? And I was super kind. I just looked at him and I was like, what are you doing? And he's like, it just doesn't fit. I don't understand the top. I'm like, okay, guy.
Yeah, right. Sure. Yeah.
And Danny tells him all the time, like, you got no shot with my sister.
guys like a challenge. They never want to give up. They just want to go for what they
think.
Yeah,
but once they get
have.
It, they don't want you no more.
And first of all, you're not going
to... They don't want you no more.
Don't give it up.
Yo, I'm good. That's why I sleep with nobody. Good. I'm literally 30. I've slept with 6 dudes. Really? I'm actually at 6 now. I'm proud of myself.
I don't know what my number is. I'd have to literally take a piece of paper.
It's probably like 17, 18.
No, I don't think it's that high. But it's
for sure that
it's definitely
high.
Past 11.
It's definitely past 14, 15.
No fucking way.
Danny, absolutely.
So that had to have been done a long time ago.
Well,
because
last she's been sleeping since she's been sleeping with dudes since she was... Oh my God, I got a story 14. For you. So I remember, right? I remember...
What story is this? I'm scared.
Okay. First of all, I remember that I didn't know Danny had had sex yet. So I literally had a boyfriend at the time. And we went to the 99. It was like cool back in the day.
He doesn't know what the 99 is. I think only people in Massachusetts.
What, the 99-cent store? No?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, no. The 99
it's
is
a... It's a restaurant. It's mad bootleg. Okay. Yeah. I feel like, to me, it's like an elderly restaurant.
Yeah, like old people go there after Scrabble.
Yeah, like it's like an old, like... party time.
I mean, kids go there because the food is cheap and we can't afford anything else.
Yeah, so
day.
Like back in the day, we went to the 99 with my boyfriend. He was beautiful back in the day, like beautiful. And I hadn't hooked up with him except make out, you know. Right. And I was 14, I want to say I was 14, and he pushed me against the wall and he stuck his hand down my pants.
Wow.
And I was like, what's he doing? Oh my God.
Yeah, what the hell is that?
And then I went home and I was sitting on the toilet looking at my vagina. So Danny comes in the bathroom and she goes, what are you doing? And I said, he touched my vagina today. I'm making sure I don't have STDs.
Wow.
So Danny looked at me dead ass in the face. And this is how I knew she lost her virginity. Okay. She looked me dead ass in the face and she said, are you fucking kidding me? Grow the fuck up. And I looked at her like all disheveled. Like, what does she mean? And then she had this look in her face like, I know what the fuck I'm talking about. And I looked and I go,
remember that time I made you hit the basketball?
Oh yeah, no, I didn't do it. Okay, here's another story for you. Okay, this thing is gonna go all over the place. Sorry,
okay.
It's gonna be a mess.
That's fine.
So one day I get in the room and she has a basketball. She's laying on her bed like this, like a mummy style, right? And she's hitting her stomach with the basketball. And I said, "What are you doing?" She goes, "Take the ball, take it." So I took the ball and I was like, "What are you doing?" She's like, "Start hitting me in the stomach right now with the basketball." And I was like, "Why?" And she's like, "Because I might be pregnant." And she was like 14. And I go,
"Oh my God,
Danny, you're not pregnant." And she goes, "But I don't know. I don't know how any of this works." Obviously, she didn't end up being pregnant. And I didn't hit her in the stomach with the basketball. I kind of just got the fuck out. Yeah. And I was like traumatized. Like, I'm never having sex.
Yeah.
Move forward a year and I lost my virginity
with the worst person on the face of the planet.
Worst person ever. Like, honestly, if I could go back in time, I definitely probably would have been a virgin until like I had my son.
Really?
No, you wouldn't have.
I for sure have.
Interesting.
I feel like having sex when you do sets up the rest of your journey. Like if you were a virgin.
No. What the fuck are you
Gabby,
talking about?
Gabby, think about what you're saying. You're saying, I wish I was a virgin until I had my son. So you're going to lose your virginity to a guy that had a girlfriend. You wouldn't have had Marcellus. Because a virgin ain't going to be nobody's side bitch. Yeah. Sit down. Shut up.
So you were the one.
You right.
So, Danny, you were the one to have sex first?
Yes.
It's not hot. You're wearing a very warm sweater. That's
you're not
why.
Hot? I'm
she
like
says
sweating.
It's always freezing in here.
It is always. Be blessed, Gabby.
Look, you got something very thick that you're wearing.
Yeah, I'm hot. But also, I haven't eaten, so I don't know if I'm getting delirious. And I'm like, oh, my God.
You'll be good. Yeah, I'm usually the first to do everything, Sam.
Really?
Yeah, like
you take the chances.
We were supposed to get like what the Bad Girls Club tattoo together and the Chaos and Destruction tattoo together, and she made me go first on both. And then
I watched her do it, and I was like, ha ha! I'm not fucking doing that. Get the fuck out of here.
This one didn't hurt at all.
I don't care. I'm just not into tattoos, really. Like, I have 3, and I have one big one on my arm that I got when I was 20, and I regret it so much.
Really?
And I regret it so fucking much. And I'm like, hold on, let me fix my ears. Like, there we go.
Yeah.
I regret it so much, and I'm like, if I could go back out, the only tattoo I would get was the matching one I have with Danny and the one that says undefined, because my life is still a fucking joke.
Yeah.
So it works.
I'm getting my whole back tatted once I'm not poor.
You guys are crazy with your tattoos. I don't get the point, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a way to express yourself in a way. And I also think it's like too much. Like, I'm really not into face and neck tattoos. I feel like that should be off limits.
I think it's so sexy when guys have neck tattoos.
I think that's so unattractive. Like, get the fuck away from me.
Oh my God. Just be completely tattooed.
What kind of guys you like? Yeah.
Yeah. No. Me and Gabby don't have the same type of guys, which is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
We've never had issues of like fighting over somebody.
Right. So you don't have as many tats as she does?
No.
No?
She has like, what, 10 and I have 3.
Oh, okay.
And I'm never getting any more.
Right.
I'm probably going to get tattoo removal. That's the next step.
They won't do it on our skin. That's why I got to cover up on my ass.
Oh, it's so hard out here being us. Having some dark pigmentation. We can't be in the sun. We'll get friggin' hyperpigmentation. We can't get tattoo, scar removal, none of that shit, because it will just make us look worse. It's so annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, like my doctor dead ass was like, I got hit in the face, so I have a scar there. And he's like, you can't spend any time in the sun.
Really?
And I was like, why? And he's like, because that's going to get bigger and it's going to look worse. He goes, unfortunately, it's because of your skin color. And I was like, awesome. Thanks, doc. So what all summer, hell? I was like dodging the sun. Like, I literally, if my son wanted to play outside, I'd literally put my hand on my face like this. Oh, we're outside.
Yeah. But you guys are not dark.
No, it doesn't matter. It's in our pigmentation. So
really?
So, like, you see how it looks dark right here? I got beat up by my first boyfriend, and I had a bracelet on, and it like scratched me.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and it left this crazy scar, but because of hyperpigmentation in the sun, it looks way bigger than it actually was.
Oh.
Yeah, and I didn't know about all that back in the day, so my dumb ass was in like sunbathing, doing all that shit.
Yeah. Look, a freaking coffee delivery in here.
Be careful. I mean,
that Loda is like Santa Claus here. She brings in like stuff for you. It's unbelievable.
She's a goddess.
Right?
Yeah.
I should have had her bring me like a muffin. I'm regretting it. I'm so fucking hungry.
You'll be fine.
No, yeah, I'm so hungry. Like, I'm about to eat one of y'all motherfuckers. It's dead ass.
Okay, listen, another half hour, you'll go eat. Relax. Enjoy yourself.
Tell her to shut up. What kind of coffee is that?
Caramel macchiato.
So many
calories. I told her to get me a small one. She got me the biggest one possible.
Yeah, well, yeah. She's
generous. Not into coffee.
No?
No.
Tell me something now. Are there parallels in your lives, or have you taken like different directions? I mean, you guys are like, I mean, you chose to have a kid and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, I guess she's in the same place. You also want to settle down and everything, right?
110%. I want me a manse. Where you at?
Yeah.
Nowhere near you. No.
Oh, I wish I was just more chill. If I was chill.
She like just can't get it together.
No.
Like, I'll literally give this bitch a lecture at 10 in the morning, right?
Really?
Like, bet. It's 10 in the morning. I'm giving the lecture for the 1,500th time in my life to this bitch.
Uh-huh.
By 5 p.m., she's doing the exact opposite of what I just fucking told her. And I'm like, what happened to the conversation we had? She goes, And then after she realizes she fucked up because she did whatever, she goes, I know. I should have listened to you.
That's what she does. That's
true. And I'm like, I don't understand.
I know. So why do you do it anyway, right?
She just doesn't have self-control.
Yeah.
It has zero to do with emotion. It has to do, everyone's emotional, but it has to do with self-control.
Yeah.
I just wish that I was chill. Like, I wish I was a chill chick.
What does that
mean? I wish I was just more laid back. Like, I wish I didn't care so much about shit that I shouldn't be caring about. Do you know what I mean?
I understand what you're saying. Yeah, 100%. Like, my feelings got hurt, and I didn't react how Danny would react, and I was like, this is how you have to react in a situation like this. Like, don't stay shut. I don't believe in staying shut when you have to give your if your feelings are hurt or if you have opinion. I don't think you should stay shut,
right?
But I don't think you should be disrespectful. Like, if you're trying to deliver a message, I think disrespecting someone or like swearing and coming at them like they're your child is not going to ever work. Like, I read her my text back, which I said, and she was like, oh, I would have been blocked. Danny was like, I would have got blocked last night. Like, it would have happened.
110%.
And I'm just not like that. Like, I literally ended it with good luck with everything, though. And I wasn't saying it in a condescending way. I was saying it in a really, like, a genuinely good luck. Because that's just how I am. Right. I don't fuck with you anymore. Fuck you. But good luck.
Right.
Really, though. Danny would be like, you motherfucker. Listen, I'm going to list A through Z of why you ain't shit. That's what you do.
And I don't mean any of them.
Yeah.
Because I love your ass. Call me when you're ready.
She also thinks love is like, I don't think she knows what love is. So she thinks like anybody is like she loves them really quick. And I'm like, that's not love though. Yeah. I believe
infatuation. Yeah. Maybe, you know?
I definitely think you can meet someone and fall in love very quickly, but right. No. You haven't done that yet.
No, I don't think I've ever been in love.
No.
Like, I look back on all the people that I've actually, like, been, like, obsessed with, and I'm like, not a single person have I died that you are not in my life. I was never in love with you.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, my world didn't come to an end. I don't lose sleep over losing you, which means I never loved you to begin with. I just, I think right. I get obsessed with the idea of not being by myself.
But that's your problem. Right. She got to be by herself.
Right, right.
Before she attracts other people.
I'm by myself all the time.
It didn't. Just because you're in a room alone, feeling broken and lonely for yourself and sad, does not mean you're by yourself all the time. That means you haven't come to terms with your life and you're still going. It's like a circle. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. I think Danny needs really
to... Danny's not into this conversation at all.
To re-examine. Yeah. Okay, well, let's...
She's like, change. Enough about me.
Yeah, let's change the topic.
But then. I think it's good for her. It's kind of like a therapy sesh.
Yeah.
You need to
we
fix your
lashes.
We always
do therapy sessions for
her. What do you mean, my lashes?
You need to wear lashes tonight. This side is completely bald.
I'm not wearing lashes. I don't care enough. Run me my money, though. Run it back.
Did you hear about this flight attendant breastfed a passenger's baby? In other words, the mother ran out of formula on the plane.
I would have done the same thing.
Would you?
Absolutely.
No. I don't know if I'd have some random baby latch to my tits.
What is the baby going to... What's the baby going to transfer you? An STD, Danny? What the fuck are you talking about?
No, but...
You don't know.
No, but the one that's breastfeeding can pass something on to the baby.
Yeah, that's what, like, I'm saying. I would never have like some that. Random person breastfeeding.
Oh, well, I feel
that. What would you do, though?
No. I get what you're saying. If I was a mom, I probably wouldn't do that. But if I know I'm a clean person, and if I had breast milk still and I was on a plane and a baby was bugging because they were hungry and there was no formula, guess what? My titty coming right
you
out.
You would do it.
And I would coddle the baby, let the baby fall asleep on my boob. Like,
yeah,
I would have no
did.
Issue doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
As a mom, though, that's tough. It's like...
But you wouldn't have a choice because the baby's
I would. You really wouldn't
hungry.
Have a choice, though. You would be so desperate and so exhausted that you'd be like, I need help. Like, somebody help.
But how do you get
on wouldn't.
A
I wouldn't
plane.
But how do you get on the plane not exactly. prepared?
Exactly. Especially for a long flight, you stupid bitch.
Right.
That's not nice. Let's not do that. It's like, I left one time to the mall with my son, right?
Mm-hmm.
Had the fucking diaper bag. And I was like, okay, bet. And this was when I was breastfeeding. So we get to the mall, and I smell that breastfeeding shit out that little this boy's ass, right? So I was like, oh, God, okay. Got to run downstairs to the bathroom, clean this up. Because that breast milk poop is like the fucking worst.
Really?
Horrible. I open it up. I get the little thing out. I put him on the thing, and I'm ready to change him. I realize I had wipes, and I forgot diapers.
Oh, wow.
And I had the fucking whole diaper bag.
Yeah.
But to me, I was like, oh, I always have my diaper bag prepared, so I didn't double check it. So I get it. Sometimes you're stressed and you forget and you run out the door. So maybe she was stressed about this flight, stressed about bringing her fucking newborn on a flight, that just slipped her mind. Yeah. I guarantee you she felt like absolute shit.
Yeah, well, she must have.
She was probably like, I'm the worst mom ever. Embarrassed on top of that. So don't ever sit there and be like, you stupid bitch, because you don't know.
Do you think her or the mom from Home Alone felt worse?
Def the mom from Home Alone. Like, DCF should have definitely gotten involved.
Yeah. Like, you left your kid home for Christmas
by himself.
And how are you at the airport counting all your kin and you don't remember that the most annoying
because they
one
counted
there?
The neighbor. But like, I'd be like, yo, he's not making noise though. Where's
yeah.
the like, he was so frustrating. I'd be like, that's weird that he's being extra quiet and good.
Yeah.
Like, that's when the red flag.
That's when you realize you
I love that
too many
movie though.
Saying we could watch that today
for sure. Yeah, with like a little lunch, some juice. Sounds like a great afternoon, actually. A little nappy
you
on the couch.
You guys are double trouble, I'm telling you.
I feel like I'm not trouble.
We went out last night, Sam, and we went to this restaurant, Beauty in Essex. Really cool ambiance, weird crowd.
The ambiance is like more romantic, though.
Like, it's like kind of like a datey thing.
Then it turns into like a club, and it was like weird, and they could not dance. No one could dance. I mean, I'm not sitting here saying I can dance, but I know I have rhythm. Like, I can go to the beat.
Right.
Like, you'll see me moving to the beat.
Right.
Y'all are dancing to a hip-hop song going like this.
I mean, but they're having fun.
Yeah, they're having fun, but it's annoying.
It's annoying, but
it's
they're
so
having
annoying.
Fun.
Just okay, but you can bounce. Just bounce to the beat.
So we ordered it. We sat with my.
I'm just laughing because I'm so funny.
Yes, you
I'm
are.
Also mad tired, so it's like I don't know.
Oh, God. Sorry. I'm sorry, Sam.
What?
She hasn't slept.
I mean, yeah.
Gabby, you were on the computer at 5 a.m.
I was.
Like, I wake up and she's like this. I'm like, I will literally kill you. I will murder you.
I have to send over my, I have to get my YouTube video because I work with companies that are like in different time zones. So our daytime, they're sleeping right now. So right. I have to get all my shit uploaded, unlisted on YouTube with all the descriptions they want in it and sent over so they can pay me by tomorrow morning.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So I woke up. I couldn't sleep because the bitch was like breathing real heavy. Oh, she wasn't snoring, but she was breathing heavy. You know that, you know that good sleep when you know you're getting that good sleep. That's how she was breathing. So I like turned around and one of her roommates was up and making noise. So that's what woke me up.
In the kitchen with the blender.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
So I was like, okay, I'm up. So then I got on the computer and was working. But now I'm like, well, I'm dumb tired. Like, yeah. I'm ready for a nap for sure. Like, I just think a 30-minute nap would be so lit and we'd be good to go.
I can't take 30-minute naps. And I also can't take an hour nap because once I hit that hour mark, I wake up and I forget what day it is, where I am.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, it's horrible. So weird how it's like that.
Time, yeah.
Yeah.
You think you're waking up in the morning.
Right. And I'm like, oh my God, I missed the radio show. Right. And then you're like, it's okay. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
I know. It happens to me all the time.
Isn't that so weird?
It is.
You literally wake up and you're like, it's Christmas.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, no, it's not. It's actually 5 p.m. and I ain't shit.
So. Maybe we could go see a movie tonight and then go to the club.
Jenny, I'm not about to go sit to a 2-hour movie and get slumped and then be like, wow, let's go rage in the club tonight. It doesn't even sound good to me.
All right. Well, I was just throwing some suggestions out there.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well.
What's your favorite thing to eat around here, though?
It depends. What do you like? What kind of food do
There's
you
no
like?
Spanish food out here, which is wicked whack.
Spanish?
Yeah, like, no, that, like Puerto Rican, Dominican,
like East
type
Coast
shit.
Spanish food.
Right.
Yeah. There's no spots out here, right?
No.
Not really. No, maybe a few, but.
Oh, there's Bossa Nova right next to my house.
What's
it's
that?
Brazilian food. It's bomb. So good.
So maybe we'll do that because I'm in the mood for some rice and fucking beans. I could cook that myself though.
Yeah.
No. Like I'm real good at cooking, so it's like, but, I spend money on
but
food.
Rice and beans you can get at a Mexican restaurant.
No. No.
We what? Went to a Cabo Cantina yesterday and we will never go back.
It's a negative star.
You didn't like it on Sunset there?
No, we went to Sunset and there was one person there, so we went to the one on Hollywood because we thought it'd be like a little bit more popping because it's like touristy.
Yeah, that
you know?
One's always empty, that Sunset one.
I don't know how they're still in business.
And it's such a great location.
Yeah.
And everything.
It's like right at the top of the hill.
Right.
Right next to the Standard. Like
perfect location. Yeah. It looks like a
nice we went and there was like two people and it was like really weird scene.
I went there with Joss when he was here and like the food was bomb. The service was great. Like completely different experience than the one we had
right.
at the one on Hollywood. Like this girl had an attitude. She definitely spit in our beans.
Yeah, bit. Yeah. I don't know how you kept eating after that.
Because that bitch was hungry.
Ew. Oh my God.
Yeah,
her teeth were rotting on her fucking head.
Yeah, she had rotting teeth.
I'm like, how do you hire someone that, I know that's terrible. Like people that have bad teeth need to work too, but.
And she got a big old herpy on her lip. I was like,
oh man.
So you know, like, Danny, that's not nice.
Well, Gabby, you just fucking annihilated her teeth. I'm just saying the obvious. Like, all I was staring at was her lip.
Yeah, but she probably got sick when she was little and those come and go whenever the fuck they want.
Okay, yeah, that's fine and dandy. But like,
your teeth are preventable. That's not.
No, sometimes your teeth aren't preventable. Some people just have fucked up teeth, right, Sam?
Yeah, but you can fix them.
Yeah,
you know,
can get
but
braces.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money, and a lot it's of people lot of can't money. Afford it.
Right, right.
Healthcare. It's very important these days.
And I feel like the teeth are the root to your whole body.
Oh, yeah. Fun fact. If you have bad teeth, you don't take care of your teeth, it can lead to heart attack, cardiac arrest,
cancer.
Diabetes, et cetera, et cetera. You're fucked if you don't take care of your teeth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so I cannot express how important flossing and brushing is. I take that shit very seriously.
Right.
But
right.
My thing is, if someone has rotting teeth, right, and it's like so rotted that it's like, almost like to their gums, right?
But how many people have that?
But I'm just saying, for instance, if that does happen, if that does happen, right? And they get veneers, are they still affected by their bad teeth? Because veneers is just a cover up. Doesn't mean that like their gums are, you know?
Yeah, but you got to take care of the tooth before you put a veneer on there.
Right.
You know, and then it doesn't rot.
Right. Right. Oh, because a veneer just goes on top of your tooth.
Right.
Oh, why did I think they drilled it down?
They drill your teeth down.
No. Yeah,
some people have to because their teeth are just fucked, but some people just put it right on top of their teeth.
No, they create sort of like triangles where they put the
I just don't get it.
Yeah.
But veneers look real good, but like everybody and their mom got veneers now. So it's just like.
And everybody's teeth look the same. And some people be getting teeth that are too big.
But they had naturally big teeth. So they had to get big veneers.
I'm so glad we don't need veneers.
Me too.
Dap it up, girl.
I definitely get asked all the time.
You guys have good teeth.
Yeah. I definitely get asked all the time, like, oh, are your teeth done? I'm like, yeah. Do these look like veneers though? I feel like no. They're perfectly shaped to like regular normal teeth.
They don't look veneers.
You guys have very white teeth. Maybe that's why people want them.
Right.
You know? That's
I get that a lot too. Like, oh my God, your teeth are so white. And I'm like, yeah, that's Colgate Optic white.
No, that doesn't work.
Yo, let me get that campaign
that shit
though.
Doesn't work.
I think white teeth is genetic. Like, dad has really white teeth. Mom doesn't.
I said that to somebody and they called me a dumbass.
Who calls you a dumbass?
White teeth and good teeth is genetic. And someone goes, you're so fucking stupid.
Okay, who's that somebody?
I'm trying to think who said it, but it was a conversation in the kitchen. And I was like, I'm not stupid. Yeah. Like, there's some people, like, their parents both have bad teeth. And then they give birth and their kid has bad teeth.
Right, right. Like, no, that's true.
But there's some people that whose parents have bad teeth and they don't.
Bitch, where?
I know. I actually was trying
like
to think
bitch
of
where?
One person. In my head, I was thinking of trying to think of one person.
Like, my mom doesn't have the best teeth. Her teeth are decent, but my brother came out with, like, my mom's teeth. So, we ended up getting, like, braces and shit.
Oh, we got lucky. Thank you, Dad. God bless.
And my dad, like, me and my dad have, like, the same exact smile. We even have the same exact tooth that goes over.
No, me and Dad had matching bottom teeth.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But then he got braces.
Because mm-hmm. I have one tooth.
Can I see a picture of your dad? Do you have one?
I think I do.
I can
actually
see how he looks like you, because you just said he looks just like you, right? Or you look like him.
Hold on.
But I'd be very curious to see. You know,
I'm about to rock my hair curly.
Do you guys think you look more like your dad or your mom?
I don't think I look like either one of them.
I look just like my dad.
I mean, you both
like,
look
no,
the same.
No,
you
no,
both
no.
Look like
me and
dad,
Danny look different, but me and my dad are literally like the same.
Wow.
Yeah, it's so weird. Especially when we smile.
I don't know why you think you look different from Danny. I mean, my God.
I definitely think I look different.
I'm looking at you from different angles, and you look just like her.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you guys have to be identical.
I mean, I think we're definitely, like, we're not fraternal twins.
Yeah.
I don't think, but.
No, I don't think you are. You're two alike.
I don't have service, so I can't really find a pic of my dad, but I'll try to.
You can do Wi-Fi. Why don't you have service here?
Because I'm not going to. What is the Wi-Fi? Let's not be giving out our password on the air, though.
Well, I'm not going to start giving you anything right now. Forget about it. Show it to me.
Yeah,
later.
So he's just like a big guy. I have no pictures of mom. Gabby, do you have any pictures of mom? Okay, good comment.
I was taking a selfie, sorry.
Yeah, I noticed.
Very rude, sorry.
She's so
annoying. I actually don't I do have a picture of my mom. Hold on. I got it. I got you though.
She's because you did her makeup.
She's got a case with
the
light.
No, I got one of her.
The Lumi case, yeah.
Lumi case? Mm-hmm. And that lets you take pictures with like
selfie lighting, yeah.
Wow.
Kim Kardashian's, right?
You guys are pros at this shit.
No, she has like certain ones, but Lumi's just a brand.
I thought Lumi was Kim Kardashian's brand.
No. Oh, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's her brand.
I know I have a picture of my mom. I know I do. I know I do. I know I do.
Yeah. You see, I think you put on personas on Facebook or on Instagram and stuff that make you seem like inaccessible.
What do you mean? You know? What do you mean?
Like, you guys look like you're... the way you dress up and everything is like you're like... Ungettable. That's what I'm thinking. Like, man, she's probably
good.
Got
yeah,
everybody.
That's what I want.
She's probably got a lot of guys, all this stuff. You know, I'm not going to get her. But, you know, you guys are not like that.
That sounds like a personal problem for that guy. Find your ball sack and have some courage. Who cares what I look like? If you want me, come and get me, right?
Yeah, but.
And then you might get smacked.
You're never going to smack. Gabby, you're not rude to anyone that.
I'm just kidding.
Actually, Gabby does have. I've witnessed you last night. Like, you're not the nicest. Like peach in the tree. She's not. Like I was like, oh my God, I thought I was bad. Really? Gabby's just like her whole face expression is like, you know, when like if a guy comes up to me and I'm not into him, I'll be nice. And then when he gets a little aggressive, I'll be like, I have a boyfriend. Like at Complex Con, it was vicious. I told you this. And like relentless amount of guys. And I was like, my boyfriend's in the bathroom. Like it got to the point where I was like, he's here.
Wow.
Like my boyfriend's here.
I just feel like I'm sorry if my face can't hide how I'm feeling. Sorry. Actually, I'm not. And I literally, my face will tell you exactly how I'm feeling. I could be annoyed.
Your sister's the same way, I think.
Yeah. And like even in the car right here, Danny's like, don't you dare get emotional. And I was like,
I know, I could tell because she put her sunglasses on. She was mad quiet. I was like, we ain't about to do this today.
Yeah. And then I like snapped out of it real quick. But I'm very like, my face will tell it all. I won't even need to say shit. And it's just like a dude sat, literally pulled his chair next to me, grabbed my because I got a little belly when I sit down, which is cool. Like, who cares? Uh-huh. And he grabbed my muffin top.
Really?
And then I was like, what are you doing? And he's like, I go, why did you just grab my muffin top? He goes, because you have one. And he was like just so ignorant all night that I was just like, and he's like, it makes you more of a woman when you have a little fat anyway. But I'm like, but I didn't give you permission to fucking touch me though.
Yeah, what the fuck?
And I didn't say that because it was Danny's, like,
I don't know him like that. You could have said whatever to that man.
Yeah, but I thought you were getting mad at me because I was already giving, I was literally giving him an attitude.
No, I was getting mad at you because it was just like, your attitude towards him was an attitude towards the environment, if you get what I'm saying. Like,
I don't care.
Yeah.
Who are you?
I don't care. Everyone's gonna know that he's annoying me. Yeah. So maybe they can tell him to stop fucking annoying me.
Yeah.
Some guys don't do that.
Do what?
Like, if Sam, if you're out with your boys and you know one of your boys is being out of pocket and embarrassing, are you gonna pull him aside and be like, you're out of pocket?
Yeah. Yeah.
You are?
I would.
I feel like you wouldn't. I feel like Why? You're lying. I feel like you're, Sam is also.
No, I'd be embarrassed.
Yeah, you'd be embarrassed, but I don't think you'd say anything.
I would. To a friend?
Yeah.
Of course I would. I'm very direct. Mm,
Corey doesn't say anything. He didn't say anything.
He didn't say anything. I was like, Corey, yo, but, you got balls, all right, Corey?
But that's like hanging out with your friends. Like, when you hang out with Kayla, it's like, you know Kayla is Kayla. He probably knows that guy is that guy.
Yeah, but he don't know me, though. Danny, he knows you, but he don't know me. So you're lucky it didn't come out the fucking pocket. The whole pocket to your boy. And I was thought, and then I checked it back. I was like, all right, let me stop taking this Patron. Yeah. I was drinking Patron. I noticed the Patron was in my system and I was getting more. Danny thought I was like upset about something else. And I was like, no, it's literally just this dude. Yeah. Everything that he's sitting right next to me, he's literally in my ear and everything out of his mouth. I wanted to be like,
well, not only that, they came to tell us if we're out of line here. They came to the crib
and they brought a Patron bottle. Right. They brought it. They, like, bought, they bought it and bought it. Mm-hmm. But we had to go.
Right.
Mind you, they were in the crib for at least an hour.
Mm-hmm.
They took out all our sparkling waters. We have like three left.
Put weed all over the counter.
Weed all over the counter. And then when they left, they took their Patron bottle with them.
God. What the fuck kind of people are you hanging out with?
Exactly. So we're not out of pocket. Like, who does that? Who raised you?
Like, I've never gone somewhere and brought something and then left with it. Like, remember that time that girl Amanda came to the crib from Methuen High? Her and the gay guy that she used to hang out with, they were besties, and they brought like a bottle of wine. And then they left with the bottle of wine.
I have no clue. I was like, talking about.
You guys are losers.
Yeah, they are
losers. And you're never invited ever again.
Right.
I don't remember this at all.
Yeah, mom and dad were like, are you guys kidding?
Well, no. And then so did Oscar.
Yeah.
With the vodka.
Yeah, everybody does that. I'm like, where are your manners? You don't bring liquor to somebody's crib and leave because you want to keep getting turned. You go get some more liquor, you bum.
Yeah, right. Especially when you made our homegirl pay for your tab.
Yeah.
Literally. That's what happened. So,
oh, last night, yeah, the guys made our friends pay for the bill.
Really?
It's like $150.
Uh-huh.
Losers. I that wouldn't sit right with me as a man.
Yeah.
Like, no, as anybody. Like, it's just like anyone in general. Like, it's just weird to me. Like, yeah. So yesterday, like, I think I was like drinking and I just couldn't even get a buzz.
Right.
And I just think it was because of the people we were with.
Yeah, and yeah, I was like, probably.
If you're with people that are fun and like whatever, because when it was me, Danny and Corey and Camila, I was buzzed. I felt buzzed. We were walking around. It was fine. The second
that was fun.
Yeah. And the second the other people showed up, I was like completely out the window. Yeah, sober like as fuck.
That, huh? Wow.
Yeah.
Somebody's been trying to call from Boston, but I'm not answering. I can tell by the area code.
978 or 617.
But I didn't try to. I when I finally got to it, because I didn't want to interrupt you. So if you're trying to call back in. I'm sure you guys always love talking to Gabby. And so why don't you show your sister how to monetize her stuff too?
It's not about. Not she knows how to monetize. She just doesn't pull in revenue. So she needs to get to a point where companies are writing her and they're like, what's your rates?
Right. But how do you do that?
I don't know. I just did it. And then once you work with one company, another company that does the same thing and sells the same thing will hit you and be like, hey, what's your rates? Oh, so then okay. It's a multitude of people hitting you up after that.
Right.
Like when I go home, I have to make 4 videos that I'm getting paid for. And right there, it's 700 times 4. What is that?
$2,800.
$2,800.
Not bad.
I could pay my 2 months.
Yeah, you need that, Danny.
Yeah.
Come on, connect with someone who can do that for you.
She also lives in LA. Like, if she really want to do like this YouTube thing, she gotta find people to cross videos.
On that note, we have to go somewhere at 6:30.
I feel wicked anxious right now, so I feel like checking out. I get anxiety, and because I haven't eaten, I can feel it coming. It's so fucking whack. I hate how I'm like this.
Okay, well
a real life issue, Danny. I don't know why you're sighing. I'm not sighing like I'm
sighing. Because it's like you just got it out of nowhere, and Danny, that's what frustrates me.
She's like mad that like at 30 years old, all of a sudden I get anxiety. But I'm like, I've had a shit in my whole life that I've never gone to therapy for. Right. This year alone has been traumatic. My dad left the house. I have a shit ton of house bills. Like you stress me out. There's a bunch of shit. So yeah, I get fucking anxiety.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with age though, Danny.
No, it just happens.
I don't care about the age. I'm just saying like, I just think it's like she just woke up one day and like, was having these like vicious panic attacks, and I was like, that's so random to me.
Well, it's
she's not
be.
Like that's supportive.
How, that's
like,
how
support
panic
me.
Attacks happen.
It's not that
though.
I'm not
like,
supportive.
Take care of me. If I'm feeling anxious, rub my back. Tell me I'm gonna be good. Like,
I tell you all the time you're gonna be good.
No,
I'm
dude,
literally
that's
looking at you like, you good.
But it's fine, but it's how I feel. It's not about, it's like I just feel overtired, hungry, and I feel anxious. So yeah. I feel myself like, am I going to start breathing wicked heavy right now? So that's why I'm like, oh, I got to like take it
we
down.
We just need a nice lunch and a, like a nice mimosa or something.
No, I need a snack. Is there snacks here? No.
Yeah, there's a machine downstairs. But look, you got 5 minutes and then you guys can go eat.
Yeah, call. Oh, no, I'm not going to rush off. I'm just saying like it's happening. Yeah.
Get closer to the mic.
Yeah, you need to talk into the mic.
I felt good leaning back like that.
Yeah, you might as well sit in the other room.
Lean back.
So many guests do that, and we're like, you can't sit like that, unfortunately.
You don't need your headphones if it bothers you.
No, you don't need it. My hair was like going in my mouth. It's weird.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to push it back.
Okay, cool. Well, so what's next for you guys? What are you going to do this weekend? So you're leaving Sunday?
Yeah.
So we won't see you again.
No, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
I miss my little nug.
Yeah.
I want to give him kisses and tell him how annoying he is by the end of the day.
Yeah, well, you're a good mom. That's good.
I try to be. Yeah. It's hard.
Yeah.
I don't think you could ever be a perfect mom. There's just no fucking way.
I don't think anyone's perfect at anything.
Right.
Doesn't even mom, dad, basketball player, football player, singer, writer. Nobody's perfect.
No.
Like when people comment on my page and stuff and they're like, you're flawless. I'm like, no, but this filter is. Like, nobody's flawless.
No, not
nobody's
at all.
Perfect.
Not at all. People are like, oh, you look so much better than when you first did your surgery. And I'm like, I don't, though. I just lost a little bit of weight.
Right.
So I might not look as round or square, whatever have you, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm not. Like, I keep leaning back. I just feel like I'm not stressed about how I look because I know who I am. Does that make sense? And I also don't care what people think about me because I know me.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So online, it's pretty much a persona, right? It's not really you.
No, that's my YouTube's me. Oh, that's fucking
YouTube
me
is.
All day.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, I mean, Instagram, what is that? Like, that
pictures.
Is me. It's just pictures. So, right. I mean, that is me. It's just you can't really take, you can't know me off a picture I upload.
Right.
That's
but,
it.
But I mean, when you guys pose for Instagram and stuff, you look different. You know, you follow makeup, you know, the clothes and everything.
The clothes are sexier.
Right.
An oversized hoodie with no makeup and a hangover. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
But I mean, just because that's what you look like at one point of the day doesn't mean that this also isn't you too.
That's
you know
what
I mean?
Saying. Mm-hmm.
Like you can have multiple levels to yourself.
Right. But are you showing this side to people? You're not.
No. Okay. I mean, sometimes.
What do you mean, the no makeup side?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Gabby does more often than
I don't
do.
I don't wear makeup like ever. Like
really?
Ever. I'm more of a let's not do this type of bitch.
Yeah.
Like for me to
do
makeup,
but
I hate
you
it.
Guys do, but in your picture, that's true. Your pictures are not quite like hers.
No. Like if you notice my pictures, I always have like a natural eye and the most I have is face makeup and a really bomb ass highlighter. I don't do that like smoky eye shit.
Right.
I just don't like it. I feel like I look weird.
I was telling Sam yesterday that this guy that I met out here called me and was like, hey, listen, I just want to like tell you that if you don't, you know, change your persona online, like you're never going to find yourself. You're so stuck on Bad Girls Club, you know. And I'm like listening to this dude. I'm like, you don't even know me.
Who's this?
This guy, George.
And he hit you up on what?
On some like some fuck. I feel like on some fuck you shit.
What? No. But he hit you up via phone.
Phone. He called me.
How do you know him?
He goes, I watch your videos. You're negative all the time. I'm like, I'm not negative. I'm talking about some real ass shit. Like if like for instance,
does he?
But so listen, that's just his opinion.
Right. That's
what I'm asking. Who is he though?
He's. You're not gonna meet him.
Is that George Curry?
Who's that?
That's your friend. The friend of.
Oh, Teron.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. That's the guy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're both. But, I don't know, man.
But I'm just saying, like, everyone always says, is your Instagram your person, who you are? I'm like, those videos are who I am. I thoroughly enjoy making them. It's not like I'm putting on an act.
But he's saying you should start acting like someone you're not because people don't like who you are.
And I don't.
That's basically what
isn't
he's
that
saying.
Crazy?
That's bullshit. That's what he says. Maybe that's how he feels. He's projecting it on other
people.
Right.
He's like, you're going to be single for life.
That's at the point where you just say, did I fucking ask you?
Yeah.
Right,
when you gotta be a bitch. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did I motherfucking ask you? Did your fucking 2 cents just put money in my bank account? No, it fucking didn't. So shut the fuck up.
Right.
There we go.
Don't let me meet him while I'm here.
And on that note, folks, we're going to wrap up for today. Gabby, tell people how they can find your social media if you want them to.
Gabrielle Anna with 2 A's is my Instagram. Just start typing it. I'll pop up. There's a bunch of phonies, but I'm in the high number. So that's me. And then I am Gabby Victor is my Twitter. And just type in Gabrielle Victor on YouTube and I will pop up.
There you go.
Thanks for having me.
And where can people find you, Danny?
Just find my Instagram, XXO Danielle. YouTube, Danielle Victor, but I haven't posted in 3 weeks, so.
Yeah, I haven't posted like the content I want to. I've been slacking. It's just more videos I'm getting paid for. I don't know.
People we need to do a video today.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, well. Keep bombarding us with videos and pictures mm-hmm. and stuff. We love
it.
Yeah. Obviously, your followers love it and
right.
stuff. So there you go.
Right.
Well, have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank you so much.
You know, enjoy yourself. It was a pleasure meeting you.
You
You're awesome.
Too. And, I'm like, you too, Sam. I see you every day.
Yeah.
Why did you just... Oh, my God. I could beat her ass. I could beat her ass. I could beat her ass. Why did you open my sparkling water?
I opened this over an hour ago.
You're so fucking annoying.
All right. Well, there we go. The problems of twins and sisters and everything, but you love each other. And that's mm-hmm. the most
yeah.
important.
Yeah. I just made a YouTube video. It's like a wig video that I'm getting paid for, but it's a chit chat. Get ready with me. And I was talking about how Danny like flipped out on me because a lot of people were DMing me like, are you guys talking again? Like, why are you going to Kelly? Because she like went on social media, made like a fucking scene. So I like made a YouTube video and I was like, you guys like want me to hate my sister so bad.
Wait, when was this? When did this happen?
When I put up about Victor, I was going to do a video and you made a scene on social media. So people are like, oh, you're going to LA after she flipped out on you?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but all I just right, made a cool. video about that.
Yeah.
It's good though.
Good. All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
Bye-bye.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.